Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this morning, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have decided to join this online international ministry on this morning. I want to welcome all of you back, and I want to also welcome the newcomers that we have, as well as the new artists, the new entertainers, and the new community leaders. Thank you so much. On today, we have a very special guest, and her name is Miss Donnie Strayhill. And before we start, I'm going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun who by day, for his mercy endures forever. The morning stars through by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We're asking, would you bless something to be said or done to magnify who you are? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And so, as I said before, we have Miss Donnie, who is going to give us a background of her music. She's an international artist, as well as a music teacher and vocal teacher. She's been all around the world, in Tokyo and Japan, and we're going to learn about that. And she has some new CDs out that she wants to introduce the world to. And so I am going to call Miss Donnie. Give me just a second.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Donnie.
Yes.
How are you doing this morning?
Great. How are you doing, Alfreda?
Great, great. Thank you so much for agreeing to interview with me on this morning about yourself and your new CDs and what you have going on.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so I'm going to begin by asking you a few questions.
Yep.
All right, so the first question, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okie dokie. Well, so I guess the most notable thing would be I came from a musical family. So my grandmother met my grandfather playing piano with a band in Montana.
Give me
so,
just a
you know.
Second. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, so she was an incredible pianist, and that's how they met and fell in love. And then my mother was a musician, played several instruments. My sibling played instruments as well. And then we moved a lot. So I've seen a lot of this beautiful country of ours. Six kids born in six different states. My dad was in the military.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. I just feel like it added a lot of, you know, great experiences to my life. A lot of things to write about.
Wow. That's impressive. All right. So when did you begin singing? I know you told me, you know, you've been singing as a child, but at what age did you begin singing?
Oh, I mean, you know, so far back I can't remember. I sort of joke when people ask me that. I think I came out of the womb hitting a high C. You know, I just got that straight out from the beginning. But, you know, I started, you know, in kindergarten. One of my earliest report cards says, shows musical ability. And, you know, I had the genetics for it. So, yeah, just always loved everything having to do with music and started in the public schools with any kind of programs and groups there was to offer. And then, you know, started singing more seriously in high school and taking voice lessons, and then I've taught music in K through 12, and I've been a choral director, and then a private voice teacher, and you know, I've sung in classical and jazz, and so you know, my interests in singing and music have been very diverse.
That's good. Okay, great. So tell me, what was your first song produced?
Well, the very first song when I started songwriting was in jazz. So I had released, my first release was a jazz album. And so probably the first song we worked on was a track called Just Ask Me.
Mm-hmm.
And that song is sort of a little bit, you know, Billie Holiday feel to it.
Oh, okay.
Sort of a new original song, but in a sort of a Billie Holiday feel. So that was a great experience. You know, used a lot of awesome musicians who tour around the world with others. I had some connections to use, you know, really just some of the best studio musicians as well. And I think that some of the tracks off that album are still playing in different places. So that was the very first album. I think it was more of an extended, you know, play album, but it was a really great experience. First time I'd been in a recording studio, so it took a little bit of time to just get used to how that works.
Right. Okay. That's great. Now, what would you consider as your most memorable performance? I know you traveled all over the world, but what is your most memorable?
You know, I love that you asked me that because, you know, for a lot of people, it might not seem like a significant performance, but I was in Tokyo, Japan, and I was singing for a friend's charity group. They were honoring some of their volunteers, and, you know, it was interesting. I spoke, like, sort of minimal Japanese, but everyone was speaking Japanese, and they were talking about a particular woman. I didn't really know exactly what they were saying, but in the moment, something just struck me to sort of bring this woman in front of me, and I started singing this particular song to her, and then my pianist was there too. So the song I started singing to her was this really great jazz standard called Never Let Me Go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just started singing this to her, and then the host was there as well. So and it's a fairly emotional song, so I started singing this to her. And all of a sudden during the performance, she just broke down sobbing.
Wow.
So it was a little bit like, oh, my gosh. So remember, she doesn't really speak English,
right.
And I don't really speak Japanese, but she broke down sobbing. So I was like, wow, I've just made this woman cry. I'm not sure if that's very good. But I had lunch with my friend, who's the hostess of this event and this charity group, later, and the story she conveyed to me was really heartbreaking. She had three kids. One of her sons had committed suicide. You know, in Japan, there's a great deal of pressure, and he just didn't feel like he could measure up. One of her other sons had been killed in Australia on a moped when he was traveling. And so she had one daughter left, right? Well, in Japan, you know, it's like you sort of bottle your emotions there. But so what happened when I started singing to her, her name was Harumi, she told me, in that moment where I was singing a song to her, she was able to release all this grief surrounding the death of her children that she was not able to bring forward before this. And to me, that was so magical that this American woman who's singing this English song and this Japanese woman who's speaking Japanese could connect on this emotional level. It really showed me the power of music and that it's beyond words. So I'm getting a little, you know, teary when I tell you this story because to me that's what music is all about right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And that's why we do it as musicians and performers, to touch people in a way that they can't be touched. Because the world is in need of sincere healing. And I love the power of music to do that.
Right. And I was always taught that music is an international language. So no matter what language it's in, it touches each person in some type
of way. Exactly. You know? Exactly. It resonates to every living thing.
Right. That's commendable. Wow. Okay. Now, you indicated that you shared the stage with Crystal Gayle. Tell me about that experience.
Right. Yeah, you know, that was really just such a lovely time. You know, I was in Las Vegas performing on this show called Live with Dennis Bono, and it's this live radio show that has an audience of about 500 to 600. And so Crystal Gayle was on the program, and then a couple others, like Robert Davi, an actor, had an album coming out, and then son of Mel Torme, James Torme, who's a beautiful singer as well. But Crystal, the thing that really struck me the most, you know, here's this Grammy-winning singer, and she's so down to earth and so normal and so gracious, and, you know, she was not a peacock, for lack of a better word. You know what I'm saying? She was not grandiose. She was not arrogant. She was so kind and warm-hearted. And, you know, I didn't know that Loretta Lynn is her sister. And, you know, so they were interviewing her and they were talking about that. And she was cool. It was just like standing backstage with her, chatting before we went on. And, you know, she really showed me sort of how to bring it on, just how to be calm and chill, you know. And I was still sort of coming forward with the things I was doing. It was my album, my jazz album, that was being released. So it was just a lovely experience, you know, that these very famous people, sometimes we like sort of idolize them. But the thing that makes me idolize her is her normalcy. And I think that's a great quality, you know, in performers. You just try to stay normal.
Normal is possible, huh?
It is possible. I've seen it done.
Okay. Now, select a few of your songs and tell us about the message within the song, because I'm really curious to know what message you have, because like I said, your music is calming and it reaches a lot of individuals.
Right. Well, you know, I was sort of looking at the track list to get sort of an overall theme. And this struck me this morning for the first time, actually, in that all of the tracks are really about relationships in some form of another.
Right.
Now, and then if I think about the theme of my life, relationships are the theme of my life. They are absolutely the most important thing to me. Developing good relationships with my family, with my friends, with people I meet is how I walk through life, period. So so one of the tracks, the title track of the album, Are You Ready? It's a song that's being promoted right now as a single release. I love that song because it's basically talking about, well, when you're struggling in life, what are you going to do? You know, are you just going to sit back, or are you really going to just go for it and try to make a difference? And then are you going to create something for yourself, or are you going to wait for what others can give you? So, and then in the chorus, it's basically, you know, are you ready to give your heart? Are you ready to sing? Are you ready to shout? Are you ready to laugh out loud? So it's really about taking control of your circumstances to your best ability. And so I love the message of that song. Then the next one is a completely sort of, and the album is pretty eclectic because I'm very eclectic as a person and my musical influences are eclectic. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of hard for people to know really what genre to sort of stick me in, right?
Right.
Now, another track I wrote is called It's Over. Now, when I wrote the track, it's not that I was breaking up with anyone, but, you know, because some of the music we write as writers and singers and performers are a little bit symbolic. So it's just me in the piano. So that's, for the first time, I play piano on my own track, which typically I don't do. I bring in a professional to do it. But it's a very intimate song, and it's really talking about, there's a symbolism of keys in it, and she knows that this relationship we have is over because she comes in and the keys are there. He's left her the keys, and so that's really how she finds out, oh, the keys are there. Before that, she didn't know it was over, but it goes to the progression of how she finds out that this relationship's over, and her feelings about it, and her realization of, oh, crap, it's over. And I'm not, you know, she's on the floor over it. She's just like straight away, she's blindsided. But the song really was written because in our society, particularly probably Western society, we're expected, no matter what's going on in our life, to put a smile on our face, pretend to be happy, everything's great, you know, ooh, don't share too much, you know, some people can get pretty, like, well, call me when you're through it. Mm-hmm. But in the end of the song, you know, she's finally saying, look, I'm not better, but I got to get up and move on. I've got to get up. I've got to stand up. So, and for me, this song's about, look, it's okay. Life is not always easy. Sometimes you're going to go through tough times. And no one can tell you when you're going to get over it, when you're going to get over grief or sadness, over whatever event in your life. No one can tell you when it's time to move forward. And sometimes we just get up and we move on and we do things still when we're still grieving over things. And so that was, for me, the biggest message and something that was hitting me at the time is that emotion's okay, and we should be okay with having the emotion, doing what we need to do. But then sometimes we're just going to have to not be okay, but still get up and do what we've got to do. And I just think at the time I wrote it, it felt very relevant to me about, you know, struggling and pretending and whatnot. So those are the two tracks I think, you know, were important. I mean, they're all important to me, but particularly I think those have very strong messages.
That's good. Okay. Now, is there anything else you would like to share that hasn't been shared?
Oh, that hasn't been shared. No, I don't think so. I think we've covered so many great things. I love music. It's added so much to my life. I've had the privilege of working with some beautiful musicians, and I guess in my life, related, like we talked about, relationships and touching people and being touched by people, I've been really blessed in that manner. So I think that's pretty great, you know, and I so appreciate you being willing to talk with me and share this.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I enjoy speaking with you. Now, can you provide the audience with your website, email, and how to purchase your CD or just like your website?
Yeah, the album, yeah. Well, so it's downeystrail.com, and I'm going to have to spell that out a little bit because it's particular. It's a weird spelling. It's Downey as in D-O-W-N-I-E, and Strahl, Strahl.com. And thank you, parents, for a difficult name. And there's a link on the website. So, you know, you don't get to choose your name, but I absolutely love it, and I've kept it. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so yeah, there's some links there. I have a couple of music videos on there, and then, you know, a little bit more information and whatnot as well. But that's my website, and sure would invite everyone to go on there and check out the things on there.
Okay. Well, Ms. Donnie, I really appreciate your time, and I'm going to check out your album as well. And anytime you would like to come back on the show, please just let me know.
Oh, thank you so much, Alfreda.
Thank you, and have a blessed day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Downey. And as I said before, she is an international recording artist. She's been all over the world. And so we will have more interviews, more ministry, and I invite each and every one of you to tune in because I have a couple of individuals who will be speaking on business, law, education, entertainment. So be sure that you log back on. For the past couple of months, I've been working on shows, and I've been in school, And it's been a great experience, and I'm still in school. I graduated with another master's in curriculum and instruction. And one of the things that I would like to do with that is set up literacy forums, which means that I would like to help increase the reading rates within different communities. In addition to that, I also have an entertainment puppet show that relates to life. It relates to education, entertainment, of course, and it always has a message. And so I want you to check that out. In addition to that, please be sure to continue to uplift and empower your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, educators, entertainers, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook at Free to Love, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to connect with you. I would love to interview you on my particular show on my ministry. In addition to that, continue to pray for one another. Be sure to pray for yourself. And make sure that you just continue to remain encouraged and uplifted, because God always has a plan for your life. In addition to that, I want you to check out my YouTube videos. If you type in "Al Free to Love," you'll see a multitude of videos. But I want you to pay particular attention to the puppets. I made about 4 videos yesterday. And with these particular puppets, one of my goals is to go visit children's hospitals and to put on this puppet show, as well as have different puppet shows around the city and states. We are going to attend a national puppet show as a competition, and so I will take my 2 puppets, of course the larger ones, and we will have a puppet contest. I'm also going to have a puppet contest here in the great state of Texas. I have not decided the place yet, but I would like to have a puppet show. I want to get all the puppeteers together. Amen. I'll get all the puppeteers together. That's one way in which I want to continue to move forward with the theater and the acting that I had started. In addition to that, I want you to check out a book that I'm waiting to get published, and also I'm completing the editing of it. It's called Faith, Hope, and Love. Out of these 3, the greatest is love. And it talks about 3 sisters who were basically, they lived in the city, and because their parents went off to the military, they had to remain with their grandmother, and it tells about all of their experiences. And it's such a great story. It's a funny, comical story, but it has a message to it. And so I want you to check that out. But in the meantime, as I said before, there's some things I want you to do. First of all, I want you to type in Afri Love YouTube, and I want you to check out the puppet shows, any type of presentations that I've had as far as education. Because if you also need an educational speaker, I want you to reach out to me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I'm looking for event planners. But one of the main topics in education that I want to speak to you about is teacher retention, because I believe that every child, that's my plight, every child deserves a teacher, a great teacher, a teacher who actually wants to teach, not just someone who we stuck there, and actually someone who wants to teach, or someone who wants to be in education. And so my main topic was teacher retention, and with teacher retention, we're retaining teachers. How do we do this? How do we retain different teachers? And so I was telling individuals, if you check out my video, one of the ways that we retain teachers is feedback. And throughout my study, teachers indicated that self-efficacy was a huge contributor to why they stayed in education or why they remained. And it has to do with, first of all, the rule is to always know thyself first. Before you can establish relationships and before you can base your decisions on other people, you have to know yourself first. And a lot of individuals come into different professions, whether it's teaching, nursing, whatever it is, and they don't know who they are first. And so you have to make sure that, yes, this is what I want to do. I want to be in education. I want to teach. And when you understand and establish that, then all those other things will come unto you. And so I want you to really check that out. Also, blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. It's a national, international radio ministry. I have individuals. I was looking at my different listeners. And on today, I'm going to show you what I have here. On today, I have listeners from, of course, the United States. I have listeners from Haiti, Israel, United Kingdom, and St. Lucia. And so, but most of my listeners are from the United States. So I have different individuals from all over the world. And I'm back on this platform again. We've had 8,115 listeners. And so one of the things that I was working on was the look of this particular platform. And also I have a website that I'm going to share with you as soon as I complete it. And so just be sure to connect with me on social media if you want to interview on the show, whether it's Facebook or email, okay? Email is emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on Facebook. Either one, it doesn't matter. So the host call-in, if you want to call in, is actually, that's my number. The guest call-in is 323-642-1743, 323-642-1743, if you would like to call in to the ministry. Most of you, as my this indicator here indicates, that most of you listen to my show through radio. And so that's good. Through radio or internet. And so continue to listen to that. And as I said before, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avrita. Love.